The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
It's good to be here with you all. God is good. Amen? It's just always a privilege to come back to Living Waters Church and partner with what God is already doing here. And it's a blessing to serve the leadership here as well. And I know their heart for you guys and for the community and to see this place impacted. And so it's just a privilege. So thanks for having me again. And I know Jesus is going to do some amazing things. He always does. He's so good. So how many of you were here back at the... I did a Sunday morning and a Saturday back in either September or October. How many of you were here? Okay. How many of you, for those of you that weren't here, how many of you either prayed for somebody and they were healed, or you received prayer for something in your body and you were healed of something? Go ahead and raise your hand. All right. So we're going to have fun. We're going to see Jesus do more of the same. So I did want to spend some time doing activation for miracles towards the end of the service. Jesus is good. He does amazing things. Amen? I just want to start with a quick word of prayer. So Holy Spirit, we say you are welcome here. And we welcome your healing angels, Lord God, and angels for words of knowledge and everything you want done. We just praise you in advance for what you're going to do. And we praise you in advance for how easy it's going to be. And we love you, Lord. We worship you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start by sharing some testimonies. God's good. Yeah. He does amazing things. There's been so much fun stuff that's been happening here in Minnesota and all over the place. So actually just last week, I was over praying for somebody in Apple Valley. And it was a woman. She had had a stroke back in November. And ever since the stroke, so this was over a month, she was completely blind. The only thing she could see was whether or not there was, you know, light coming in from the outside world or not. But she could not see people. She could not see anything ever since mid-November. And at the same time, she wasn't able to walk ever since she had had the stroke back in mid-November. And so went over and had the privilege of praying for her. And, you know, just simple prayer. You know, Jesus made everything nice and simple. Amen? Religion makes it really difficult. It makes it impossible. Amen? But Jesus makes it simple. And just prayed a simple prayer, inviting the Holy Spirit to touch her and commanding the eyes to open up. And all right, test it out. How are you doing? You know, it took me all of 30 seconds to pray for her. And the first thing out of her mouth is, I can see. Jesus is good. And she reached up and she grabbed my hand and she reached out and she grabbed my nose. And I don't know that she's necessarily seeing 20/20 yet, but she can see. And she could not see anything before that. And the same woman, her husband's right there. I'm like, well, let's try and see if she can stand or anything like that. And he goes over to her and holds out his hand. And without lifting her up or anything, she just comes straight out of the chair and starts walking across the room holding his hand. Jesus is good. Amen? That was only a week ago. God is so good, and he does all sorts of amazing things. Out in Morris, earlier in December, there was just a lot of miracles that happened there. There was a... And this was as everybody was praying over each other, just like we're going to do later on here. But there was a woman that had a stabbing pain in her head, a headache migraine that literally felt like somebody had a knife into her head. She receives prayer just like by people just like yourselves. And after prayer, she's like, it's gone. Jesus is good. And then Jesus likes to do stuff inside a church, but he also likes to do stuff outside the church. And so we went out and did treasure hunts. And how many of you know what treasure hunts are? It's just a really simple way to just see the goodness of God expressed wherever you go. Because miracles work wonderfully in church, but they also work wonderfully outside of church. And Jesus wants to touch people wherever we go because we're carriers of his glory, as our prophetic words have already been showing us, you know. We carry his presence. And so he wants to touch people wherever we go. I have a few books that I always bring with, and I'm sorry, they are the same ones I had last time. But one of them is The Ultimate Treasure. treasure hunt. It's just a book talking simply on how to live a lifestyle of the supernatural happening wherever you go. And so this girl, she comes, and I just quickly explain how to get words of knowledge. You know, God might be giving you a picture or image in your mind, or you might feel something on a part of your body. And this girl's like, well, I felt a pain on my leg this morning, and I don't normally have pain right in this specific location. I go, well, just write it down on your treasure map. Well, so this girl goes to Shopko, goes up to this person that she had a few more clues for, and just says, hey, excuse me, you know, and explains she's on the treasure hunt and that this woman she feels like is God's treasure. Says, well, do you need a healing in your body? Is there anything, what's going on? And the woman's like, well, I have a pain specifically right here on my leg. And Jesus touched the woman, and she has no more pain right there on her leg. God is good, and he wants to touch people through you guys wherever you go. He's so faithful. He's good. In the meetings out there, there was a woman who was an outspoken Green Bay Packers fan, and she got healed too. So that shows that you don't have to be fully sanctified in order to be healed. Sorry for my Packers fans, friends out there. Jesus is good. Earlier, I was down in Arizona, and, you know, I think it's pretty cold in Tucson. I think they're down to about 63, you know. How many of you feel bad for them? And we had some just fun stuff that Jesus did. And I actually wanted to show just a quick little 2-minute clip from then, because I felt like I wanted to go after metal here and other things too, of course. But so if you could just go ahead and hit play here.
I think your connection's not good here.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Jesus is good. Amen?
Amen?
So the man had a fused back, couldn't move it freely. Gets a little prayer by people just like yourselves. No more fused back. The other guy had the plate. I don't know if you're able to hear that all, but and no more plate. So Jesus is good. Amen?
Yes.
He does all sorts of good things. And then in Southern California, there's a man that came to the meeting, had a deaf ear, and his deaf ear popped open, had 28 years of arthritis in his knee. That disappeared on the spot. And another person, different meeting down there, came in with a cane, walked out, no cane. And Jesus is good. Amen?
Yeah.
And so I am just expecting he's going to do amazing things here today, because that's what he does. He's faithful. So I want to share real quick Romans 4. I'm going to read this actually from the Message, if that's all right. Romans 4, verses 1 through 5. So the Message is kind of a paraphrase, so it's a little bit, might be a little bit different looking than how it looks in a NIV or New American Standard. It says, so how do we fit what we know of Abraham, our first father in the faith, into this new way of looking at things? If Abraham, by what he did for God, got God to approve him, he could certainly have taken credit for it. But the story we're given is a God story, not an Abraham story. What we read in Scripture is, Abraham entered into what God was doing for him, and that was the turning point. He trusted God to set him right instead of trying to be right on his own. If you're a hard worker and do a good job, you deserve your pay. We don't call your wages a gift. But if you see that the job is too big for you, that it's something only God can do, and you trust him to do it, you could never do it for yourself, no matter how hard and long you worked. Well, that trusting him to do it is what gets you set right with God, by God. Sheer gift. I've just been reading and reading and reading over that in the last couple of months, and it's just really working its way more and more into me. You know, God is so good, and he is so faithful, and it ultimately comes by gift, by grace. It's not, there are things that I'm believing God for, and I have a feeling that people, I just turned it off. Okay, we'll try this instead here. Y'all doing okay?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. what was I saying now? There are things that I'm believing God for that are impossible. There is no way I can get them to have happen, no matter how much I read my Bible, pray, fast, do all these good things to do. And ultimately, I need Jesus, and I need grace. And I have a feeling there's some people here who you have a few things that you're believing God to do that are impossible. Amen? And if you don't have anything that you're believing God to do that's impossible, then I want you to ask him for some. Because the Christian life was meant to see impossibilities bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? He doesn't want us just to live a life where what we can do in our own strength is what happens. He wants us to have a life where we see his goodness expressed and lives being changed. Amen?
Yes.
That same passage, if you go to verse 16, it says, "This is why the fulfillment of God's promise depends entirely on trusting God in his way, and then simply embracing him and what he does. God's promise arrives as pure gift." You know, there's a lot of things that we can see happen in God's kingdom through taking the kingdom by force. And it's very biblical. You know, Jesus talked about taking the kingdom of God by force. And I'm just as much of a bulldog as y'all are, and I know we like to go after and take it by force. And there's breakthroughs that come that way. And God honors that, and it's great. However, the kingdom also comes by receiving like a little child. And it also comes by simply trusting. Trusting who our Father is and knowing that he can do what we can't do in our own strength. Amen? It's so interesting that the two come, you know, the kingdom of God being talked about as by force or as a little child. They almost seem opposite. But that's how Jesus made it to be. We take it by force, but at the same time, we're working from a place of rest. We're working from a place of trust. We're working from a place of peace, knowing that we can't do it on our own. We need him. If he doesn't show up, we're in trouble. Amen? But also knowing that he wants to show up and he doesn't abandon his children. You know, the whole book of Galatians is talking about how we've been adopted as sons and daughters of the King. We're not orphans on the outside, disconnected from our Father, straining and pleading and hoping maybe he might do something. We're his children and he loves us and he doesn't abandon us. No matter what's going on in our life, he's faithful. Amen? And this even really comes into play when we focus on ministry or wanting to see, you know, loved ones get saved or come back to God or, you know, see a ministry built or a church built or whatever. Ultimately, it's God's church. They're God's people. It's God's ministry. And when it's his, then it's just like, okay, yeah, I'll steward whatever he gives me to do, but I'm absolutely dependent on him. I mean, if he wants me to talk to different people in my family or in my friends or whoever, you know, I can do that. But ultimately, I still trust that it isn't going to be how good I can persuade somebody that's going to cause them to want Jesus or to want what I have, but it's ultimately his goodness. It's him working in their heart. And for miracles, it works the same way. Miracles work much better just by having simple childlike trust of Jesus, that he wants to touch the person in front of us even more than we want to see them touched. It works a whole lot better than, I need to see a miracle happen, so therefore this person will tell their doctor, and then the doctor might get saved, or then this person will tell all their family and so forth. And all those things might happen, and those are all great things to have happen, and miracles do open the way for people to receive Jesus. I mean, my goodness, definitely. But when I pray for somebody, I'm just simply having childlike trust that God's going to touch this person because he loves them. And that's all. Because he cares about them. And he is so good. And then I have faith that in childlike trust that, well, Jesus will do a work on their heart and bring them to know him. Amen? But sometimes when I have, like, you know, an agenda, you know, we can... Am I the only one who's ever had an agenda before? But really, I want Jesus' agenda more than I want my agenda. Amen? So I want to be doing his agenda. I want to be following what he has for me to say and for me to do, and to simply trust him with the results, knowing that he's faithful. Amen? There's a balance, okay? God isn't looking for me to try to make happen in my own strength what he's wanting me to trust him for. But then there's the other side of the pendulum where, okay, but God does want me to take responsibility for some things too. Amen? And so I'm preaching this message kind of from one end of the pendulum to bring balance. But there's another side too. Amen? And so it's important that we find that place of balance. So how do we facilitate trust in relationship? It's really easy to stand up here and say, well, you need to trust God more. I need to trust God more. Well, that sounds great. I think we all knew that before I came here today. You know, how do we facilitate trust in relationship? I really think trust comes down to knowing the person, knowing the person of Jesus. We don't trust people we don't know. If I was walking down the streets of South Central LA, and I'm by myself, and some random person drives up in their vehicle, and they say, Paul, or no, they wouldn't probably wouldn't call it my name. Hey, you want a ride? Hop in. Probably I'm not going to go inside their vehicle. Fair enough? Probably not wise, right? Because there's no relationship there, right? All right, now let's say somebody that I met somewhere along the way at some random service somewhere says, hey, I saw you walking down the street. You know, you want to take a ride. Well, I might do it, you know. But if it was my dad driving down the road, well, I know my dad. I know that he loves me. And he says, Paul, hey, hop in. I'm not going to think twice, right? When you know your Father in heaven, and you know how much he loves you, and how faithful he is, it builds trust. And praise and thanksgiving is also a great way to build trust. When we remind ourselves of what he's done, it can't help but build an atmosphere of praise and thanksgiving in our life. And it literally changes the atmosphere around us from being an atmosphere of worry and discouragement and anxiety and so forth, but to an atmosphere of trust and of peace and of hope for what we haven't seen him do yet. Praise and thanksgiving is just so vital. I remember hearing, how many of you know who Bill Johnson is? I'm guessing many of you do. I remember reading, I think it was in one of Bill's books, or hearing about in Reading, say, if I have an hour to spend in prayer, I'll spend at least 45 minutes of it in praise and thanksgiving to God. Because I can accomplish a lot in prayer in 15 minutes. But I first of all, you know, want to focus on enjoying him and who he is and approach him in prayer from a place of believing that he's greater than whatever the problem or whatever the need is. And I was like, wow, 45 minutes. That's amazing. I was used to, you know. I remember having prayer meetings back in the day where we'd spend like 5 hours and begging and pleading. And if we said two or three things that we were thankful for, that was good enough. And I was like, wow. But I'll tell you, there's something that shifts when we live our life in a place of praise and thanksgiving, where we're no longer having to try to control and maneuver in order to make things happen, but we're just living in a place of peace and of rest. And so I actually want to, you guys who know me know that I'm pretty big on let's do the message and not just talk about ideas. So I actually want to do this. How many of you have something impossible in your life right now? If you don't, it's all right. No problem. All right. How many of you have things that look somewhat impossible in your life? All right. Very good. So here's what I want you to do. Just go ahead. Everybody stand up real quick. I want you guys out loud to start praising and thanking Jesus for how he's bigger than whatever the situation is. All right? So go ahead. Amen. Go ahead, grab a seat. Feels kind of good, doesn't it? I remember meeting one guy, prayed for him. He got healed of a whole mess of stuff. He was actually out of work because of his back issue. Couldn't work. And he got healed of like 10 things in his body. Jesus gave him an overhaul. And he was so excited. This was on a Monday. I come back, I see him on a Wednesday. And I'm like, hey, how are you doing? And I looked at him and just like his countenance. I mean, he looked like he got run over by a truck. He looked horrible. And he's like, I'm not doing good. I'm hardly sleeping. I've had a headache and a stomach pain and whatever else. And I said, okay. So I know we prayed for the headache and the stomach pain and they were gone back, you know, on Monday. What's going on with everything else? How's your back? Oh, my back's great. How's your knees? Oh, my knees are great. How's this? And we go through the list and everything's great except his stomach and his headache. And he goes, you know, I've just been up till 4 o'clock in the morning because I'm just all worried and stressed out about, you know, finding a job and everything like that. I said, okay, here's the deal. We all have stuff in our life that we are still believing God to do. And we all have things that we've seen God do. And he was just like, you know, just simply pray for me again. Now, before I was going to do that, I just felt like God said, no, just we're going to take a moment and we're just going to start praising and thanking Jesus for how he's taking care of these situations. Because even the headache and the stomach pain, it wasn't like sickness came back so much as it was the stress was provoking this in his life. And I was just like, I just really feel like God wants you just to start praising and thanking him, just shifting the atmosphere over your life. And so he did. And literally, I could just feel the whole atmosphere around just change. And I was thinking he was going to go for 30 seconds. And 10 minutes later, he still was going. And he's praising Jesus for everything under the sun. And I stop. I finally like interrupt him. I'm like, how are you doing? I have a feeling you're doing pretty good. He goes, oh, yeah, the headache and the stomach pain, they left a long time ago. I'm just enjoying praising Jesus now. And it really makes a difference to shift the atmosphere over our life. Amen? And so we have heaven's atmosphere that we're carrying with us and not the atmosphere of stress and worry and so forth. You know, and a lot of what I'm trying to say really comes back to covenant. And God is a covenant-keeping God. And when you look throughout the Bible, when we place covenant with God first and trust flows out of placing him first, then everything around us, we can't help but see empowerment to see blessing happen wherever we go. Amen? But we can chase after all of these things, and they may or may not happen. But even if they do happen, the dream without the dream giver still is empty. Amen? And so it works a whole lot better to seek first God and his kingdom and see all these things added onto us. Amen? All right, very good. So Real quick, couple refreshers before we go after healing. I always say, don't disqualify yourself. Don't sit there and go introspective and say, well, I don't know if I've read my Bible enough today. I don't know if anything's going to happen. I don't know if I've prayed enough. Oh, I said something I shouldn't have yesterday. Don't do that. We're not focused. Our faith is not in our works. Our faith is in our childlike trust is in Jesus, that he's bigger than any imperfections on our side. Amen? And then when we're praying, we're just simply taking authority over the problem. Amen? Even if it looks impossible. Especially if it looks impossible. Amen? Yeah. I remember back last April, I was like, God, I want to see more metal disappear. And then this girl came up and she's like, I have, what was it, like a plate and how many screws in her ankle. And her ankle's fused. It doesn't bend. And my hand on her ankle to pray for her. And I'm thinking, okay, I can feel the metal. I know it's there. This feels very impossible. And I'm like, well, everything else I'm believing for God in my life is impossible. So what's the, you know, this is just one more. Why not? Amen? Does anybody else ever felt like that? Am I the only one? All right, good. And so I just put my hand on her ankle, invite the Holy Spirit to touch her, and I command the metal to leave. And literally, you know, after or the course of three prayers, you know, she can't find the plates and screws. She has bone that's recreated in her ankle. She has muscle recreated. She goes to airports now and doesn't set off the machines. There's no metal in her ankle, and God completely created it. So Jesus does the impossible. Anyway, all right, let's start pray for people. So if you have any of the things that I shared a testimony about, and we're going to pray for other things too, don't worry. But I shared about like a stabbing pain in your body or a migraine or metal in your body or any of these things that I shared a testimony about, a cane, go ahead and stand up if you're able to. We'll just start with those things. All right. Y'all are getting pretty healthy around here. That's good. All right. If you have shoulder problems or knee problems, go ahead and stand up. Let me say, this is a really good time to be selfish in church. There's no point in going home and keeping the pain. There's a lot of people who want to see a miracle happen when they pray. All right. So those of you who are standing, I want you to go ahead and put your hand in the air. Everybody who's sitting, I want your help. Go ahead, stand up. Go to the people with their hands in the air. Go, go, go. Find somebody. All right. When you have somebody to pray for you, put your hand down. If you don't have anybody to pray for you, I want you to wave. I want to make sure we get everybody covered. Okay. All right. So real quick, take about 10 seconds. You don't need any more than that. Just find out what the problem is that you're praying for. Okay, now that you know what the problem is, I want you to put your hand specifically where they need the healing, unless it's not a place you should put your hand, all right? Don't want to get in trouble. So if it's their knees, put your hands on their knees, or if it's their shoulder or whatever it is, all right? Now I want you guys to pray for the person, all right? It's easy for Jesus to whatever to heal whatever they need healing for, whether it's metal or whatever it is, okay? So just out loud, all the prayers I see for healing in the Bible all occurred out loud. Out loud, I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to touch them, and I want you to command the metal to leave, or command the pain to go, or command the migraine to go. But go after it. Yeah, metal go now in Jesus' name. Yeah, drive it out. Command the pain to go. God's backing you up. Okay, that should be good. Now, those of you receiving prayer, I want you to test it out. I want you to try to do something you couldn't do before, all right? Bend your knees or move your shoulders or see if the mic's on. All right. If you feel a difference in your body, whether it's 5% better or it's 100% better, I want you to let me know by waving at me. So who feels a difference in your body? Come on. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Now, if it's at least halfway better, go ahead and wave. Who's at least halfway better? All right. We got a bunch of you. So let's just do real quick testimonies. Those of you that are at least half better, come on up. Come. Everybody else, grab a seat. All right, we want to hear what Jesus did. Jesus is fun, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's good at the impossible, amen? All right, so for the sake of time, just like, 10, 20 second testimony, you had pain in your knee and now you don't, or whatever it is, all right?
I had a meniscus surgery, pain here, and I think 50% gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have a car accident from my hips, and the pain is leaving as we're speaking.
That's good. I like that.
I had fluid in my knee, and I actually don't even feel the fluid anymore.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
I had a pain in my shoulder, and now I don't.
I had a pain in my right kneecap, and now I don't.
Thank you, Lord.
I had pain across the back of my shoulders and arthritis, and there's no pain at all now.
Jesus. Yeah.
I haven't been able to, kneel on the floor for a long time. I've had different prayers, but it's always, I still kind of, the right one I can't. And
yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I have steel rods and braces and screws in my back. Now, I can't feel that they're gone, but I can sure move better.
Come on, Jesus.
Yes.
So you could not bend over like that because of the steel rod?
I don't know, but I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now.
Thank you, Lord God. All right. Can we praise Jesus? Thank you, Lord. This is fun, amen? Let's keep going for it. All right, so who here, you just need a healing in your body. I don't care what it is. You need a healing. It could be you're supposed to die tomorrow, or it could be your pinky hurts just a little bit. I don't care if it's bad or not, but you just need a healing. Go ahead and stand up. You need a healing of any kind. It's a good day to be healed. You may as well take it. All right, so those of you who are standing, put your hands in the air. Everybody else, I need help. There's a lot of them. Stand up. Go to the people with their hands in the air. Go, 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 go. Gather around them. If you have more than two of you praying for a person, go find somebody else because there's a bunch of other people. We got to make sure we cover everybody. So if there's more than two on a person, go make a new friend. All right, so just a second. Before you tell them the prophets start praying, I need your attention. I want to make sure everybody's covered, okay? So put your hands down if you have somebody to pray for you. If you do not have anybody to pray for you, wave at me. So who needs somebody to pray for them?
One more.
One more over here. Okay, who else? You need somebody to pray for you. Do we have everybody covered? Okay, all right. So, ask the person what the problem is again. Find out the problem. Okay, now that you know what the problem is, just real quick, tell them that it's easy for Jesus to heal your body. Because sometimes we hear the problem, we're like, oh my, it would have been better if they just had a little bit of a cold, you know, this one looks severe. Now it's easy for Jesus, amen? All right, so now put your hand where they need the healing, unless you shouldn't put your hand there, and then go after it. Drive out the problem. God gave you authority. I don't care what it is in their body, God gave you authority over it. Command it to go. Yeah, every pain, go now in Jesus' name. Any tumor, go now in the name of Jesus Christ. All cancer, all disease, all metal, all brain issues, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We release your presence right now on these bodies in Jesus' name. Be whole now. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, that should be plenty. So go ahead, have them tested out. Some of them they might not know until they see the doctor or until they do some kind of a test later. All right, if you feel, okay, I need your attention out there, folks. If you feel a difference in your body, whether it's a little bit or it's a whole lot, I want you to wave at me. So who here feels a difference? Wave nice and high. All right, thank you, Jesus. God is good. Now, who here it's at least halfway better, whatever it was? Go ahead and wave at me. All right, so go ahead, come on up here. Whoever's at least halfway better. We want to do another round of testimonies. Now, I tell you, a great way to steward what God's doing in your body, like let's say you got 20% breakthrough. Obviously, continue to take more prayer for it. But also, just keep praising and thanking Jesus for what he's doing, because what we thank Jesus for is what increases in our life. Amen? All right. God is good. Amen? So go ahead, grab a seat. And we'll hear what Jesus did for these folks. Okay, so people get healed also just by hearing the testimony of what Jesus did for somebody else. So I like to see a nice big line like this. This is fun. Okay, so what happened?
I'd broken my bones in my cheek when I fell, and it's kind of like my teeth have all been really tight together. And they're pushing against each other and always hurting. And it's hard to brush the teeth. And now I could feel when she prayed that the teeth moved out or something, and then the pain all went.
Thank you, Jesus. This is my mom, by the way.
Well, I just have been having gripping fear and panic and anxiety, and I feel peaceful. I feel better.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had congestion, so it's clear. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think I fell down when I was skating.
Mm-hmm. And did you have pain?
Yes.
But now what happened?
It got halfway healed.
Halfway healed. Thank you, Jesus. But we declare 100% in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I was praying for Joanna's shoulder to get healed, and then mine got healed. So.
Thank you, Jesus. He gave away the breakthrough that you want to receive. Amen?
I had some pain, like a headache and a stabbing pain in the back of my neck, and I just felt it like melting away.
Come on, Jesus.
It's about 50% better at least.
50%. Well, we declare 100% in Jesus' name.
I had no surgery a week and a half ago, and it was still pretty sore, and I don't feel anything now.
You had what kind of surgery?
No surgery for my breathing.
Okay.
Yep.
And so what was wrong?
I just had a lot of extra like tissue and stuff in there that they had to take out.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just really sore. Now I can touch it. I don't feel it.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Hi, I was dealing with candida yeast overgrowth. There's a lot of yeast in my body. Anyway, can't really test it, but I wanted to come up and share that the Lord touched me. I felt the heat of the Lord. I know that He's touched it. So I just wanted to say, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had lower back pain and pressure, and the pressure left, and back pain's gone.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been dealing with some bone marrow and blood issues, and quickly, I've been to the point where I've had to take naps every day. And earlier this summer, I visited my daughter in Arizona, and in the middle of their church, their service, they did one of these, and I came home with energy and have it ever since. But today, a month ago, I went and had my blood test done, and it's still showing it's getting worse, and I'm supposed to have another bone marrow biopsy test. And so this, I just got prayed for now, and I'm expecting that this is going to be erased.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, bone marrow biopsies aren't fun. I did them back when I had cancer.
Hi, I wear hearing aids, and I'm just believing I feel like they're a little bit better, not, I mean, it needs a ways to go, but I'm just trusting God, and I don't have a thyroid, so I ask God for a new thyroid.
Thank you, Jesus. We declare a new thyroid in Jesus' name.
I had pain in my right knee from arthritis, and it went from a 5 to a 2.
Come on, thank you, Lord. God is good. All right. Can we do one quick round one more time? Is that all right? Okay, cool. So here's what I want to do. There's a bunch of you that have seen an improvement in your body, but it isn't 100% yet. So I want to go after that one more time. Jesus saw the blind man, and he prayed for him. He ministered healing to him, and the man saw people, but they looked like trees. So Jesus didn't just leave him like that, right? He prayed a second time. Amen? So if Jesus can pray twice, then we can pray twice too. Amen? Yeah. So who here, you had a measure of improvement, whether it's 20% better, 50% better, 90% better, whatever it is. Go ahead and stand up. You felt Jesus touch your body in some way, but not perfect yet. All right. Also, I also want to go after anything incurable one more time. All right. So, or, you know, incurable, or just, we'll just put in the category of really severe. How does that sound? I'll let you guys decide if it's really severe. But if you live with chronic pain, you know, like whatever, a 5 or higher in pain all the time, go ahead and stand up. You shouldn't have to live that way, right? Or if you've been given some kind of medical diagnosis that the doctors say there's nothing we can do to really help you, then by all means, we want to pray for you one more time. Amen? All right, so this is it. If you have metal in your body and it isn't gone yet, you may as well stand up too. All right, so those of you that are standing, go ahead, put your hands in the air. All right, everybody who's sitting, one more time, you know what to do. Go find the people. We want to go after whatever the problem is they need a healing for. So find out the problem. Put your hands where they need the healing and go after it. Drive it out. Okay, go ahead and test it out. See how you're doing.
Okay, test it out if you're not already. Let's find out what Jesus is doing. Okay. All right. If you are feeling a difference in your body, and again, some of you, you're going to know when you go to the doctor or whatever, but if you're feeling Jesus doing some more in your body or he's doing something in there, go ahead and wave at me. So who felt Jesus touch you? One, two, three. I love the Jesus heals all ages. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. And just any of you have a quick testimony you want to share about it? Anybody has something burning? Let's get... Oh, he's feeling shy. I was going to have him. Okay. Yeah. All right. So go ahead, grab a seat real quick. I just want you to hear.
I went to the doctor and they, I guess, diagnosed me with anxiety and I was borderlining OCD and things like that. And I started getting prayed for and I just, the spirit of God came in. I was laughing and I feel like jumping up and down and like twitching or whatever. I was like, oh, so I feel really good.
Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
I was skiing yesterday and I fell twice. And the second time we had to go because it hurt so bad. And I work overnights. And this morning I couldn't walk. I crawled around work this morning. And my left one is completely healed. And my right one is good. I mean, I can jump.
Yeah. Come on, thank you, Jesus. All right.
So I won't know the results of, you know, our prayer or anything. I'm trusting God for healing. I have a blood disorder that is incurable. I was born with it. I was born without the mechanism to digest fat. And it's type 1 hypertriglyceridemia. And as they were praying for me, I could just feel the Spirit of God moving. And I'm going to get lab work this week because I know that he's done a good work in me. So,
amen.
By the way, you don't know me, but we're friends of the Rapleys. I had kidney cancer 5 years ago, and they removed my left kidney, and just had a CAT scan and revealed a 6-centimeter return. And so I'm just believing after, you know, the prayer, I'm believing that.
Let's just do this. Go ahead and stretch your hands out towards Craig here, all right?
We agree.
We're just going to go after it. Pray out loud. Drive this thing out if it's still there. So in Jesus' name, we curse all cancer in this body. We say you're gone right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 and never return. Never return. Cancer be gone in Jesus' name.
Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, God is good.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, can we just praise him one more time? That's good. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for what you did. We give you all the glory and praise. We love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ah, this is a fun church. Amen? God is good. I want to say this real quick. You know, Jesus heals people because he loves them. And Jesus died on the cross and he was raised 3 days later from the dead. And people could say that's impossible for somebody to rise from the dead. But it's impossible for all these things that you're hearing Jesus do to have happen too. Amen? Because Jesus is the God of the impossible. And he does the same things then as he does today. And he does it because he loves you and he wants a relationship with you. And so it's really simple. We've all done things wrong here before. And it's choosing to repent, to turn away from those things and to have a relationship with him. So I just wanted to give a chance real quick to for anybody who's never prayed before to start a relationship with Jesus to do so now. So just go ahead, bow your heads, close your eyes real quick. And if any of you are like, Paul, I have never before prayed to put my trust in Jesus, to have a relationship with him, to repent of the things I've done wrong, and you'd like to do that today, you can just let me know by raising your hand at me. Is there anybody? All right, cool. Well, and if you're feeling provoked in that way and you didn't raise your hand now too, you can always pray when you get home or wherever and say, Jesus, I want you. I want a relationship with you. So I want to say thank you for having me. You guys can go ahead and lift up your heads. I want to say thank you for having me here today. It's just always a fun and, you know, it's always a privilege to be back with you guys. Real quick, same three books I had before. I have the Treasure Hunt one that I talked about before. I have this book, which is by far my favorite book on healing. I've read probably at least 30 books on healing. It's my passion after Jesus, after having gone through cancer myself 10 years ago. And then I have this book here, which is my favorite book on words of knowledge. So it's just simply hearing from God. And then a word of knowledge is God supernaturally telling you something about somebody else that you wouldn't know unless he told you. So God is good. And please come back.
All right. Thank you, Paul. We'll see you, man. All right. Well, you got more junk than I do.
Yeah.
I remembered what I kind of brain did it on. Ben and Joanna and Trinity and Ruby. Why don't you guys stand up? Awesome. Good to see them home for the holidays here. They are out in Bethel, the Supernatural School of Ministry, and Ben is actually leading one of the worship teams for the school. And so just fun to see them. We will have some teams up here if you need prayer, if you need encouragement, if you need somebody to just stand with you, if you just need to get a good dose of joy. We'll have some teams up here. Paul will be available. And I want to encourage you, if you were here and you didn't receive healing, I know that can be kind of awkward. Can I just say that there is no shame, no condemnation? In fact, one of the things, one of the values we have here is integrity. You don't need to make believe that something happened if it didn't happen. That there is absolute freedom to be to walk through all of these issues with God in a very, very personal way. Having said that, I have seen people leave the meeting and receive their healing while they're sleeping. We've just seen, I just will not limit God. Amen. I will not limit God. And so I just want to encourage you, if you're here and you didn't get the breakthrough that you wanted to get, just continue to love him, to worship him. And it's not about you, okay? Let's stand together. Father, we want to thank you, praise you, worship you. God, you're so worthy of all glory, all honor, all praise. Father, I bless this body. I bless each person here in the name of Jesus. We release, God, your favor, your blessing, a spirit of encouragement, hope, and healing in Jesus' name. Amen.